Brothers and sisters of my heart, friends of freedom, sons and daughters of the light of God that always prevails, I come on this day consecrated to the saints in heaven and the saints on earth, and I invest within you, O soul, the flame of brother sisterhood, born of the oversoul of the Almighty, Alpha and Omega and the great central sun, the Father, Mother, God. For from this source and fount of light you were created in the image and likeness of the divine. And to this eternal fount of freedom and light, you are returning even now in spirit, in consciousness, as you accept the initiatic path and bathe and bask in the eternal love fires of God, which are ever present within you and within all life. Yes, dearest ones, it is a time of peril and a time of opportunity to invest your soul in the work of light upon earth. It is a time that some are falling because of their choices into the miasma of darkness, while others, having chosen the light, are rising each day in new frequencies of God consciousness and participating with us in the alchemy of this age, whereby true brother sisterhood may be inculcated within this world in a new and powerful way, whereby all may feel their connection with their source and know the eternality of God right here and now, and not in some distant time and place in a heaven world that never comes. Yes, we are about bringing the kingdom of God in the present moment into reality upon this earth, and we are doing it by the conscious application of the sciences of divine alchemy, the science of love, dearest ones. For love is the key to all alchemy, you have heard the Master Saint Germain say, and that love permeated through your heart and invested in some way each day is making a difference here and there in the planetary home that you live upon, that you call Earth. And if you choose to accept this reality in the powerful dynamic of how love is creatively expressed through you, you will be the ones through whom God works on a daily basis to manifest that kingdom come here and now. Many look to a future that has not yet come with the second coming of Jesus the Christ. And yet the ascended masters proclaim that that second coming is a conscious choice of you even now to accept the Christ consciousness within you. And what does that Christ consciousness portend? It portends a new dynamic of divine love manifesting, whereby the essence of the Christ is felt by all upon earth. The awareness and the living reality of what Jesus meant, accepted, and manifest in the dynamics of his miracles, in the blessedness of his words, in the reality of his healings, and the authenticity of his being, may be yours also to claim as that ever-knowing, ever-loving, ever-aware consciousness that is throughout the galaxies, throughout the universe, expressed so lovingly by the Holy Spirit, the mentor of Jesus and the mentor of every avatar, messenger, and true teacher of light that has ever come to this earth. Yes, dearest ones, as you invest your love and your spirit in the life of love, there the Christ vibrates and lives in reality within you. I speak with a force and a power invested in me this day by Alpha and Omega, so that you may know with a freshness and a new outlook that there is hope, that there is faith in what God is now investing in His sons and daughters here upon earth for the victory of the light. And you should never accept anything less than this victory of love, dearest ones, within you, within your life, within your mission, within your daily work. If you invest love in what you do, it becomes enlivened and refreshed and invigorated by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you invest your awareness of God as love in what you co-create, then it has a permanency and an invincibility of light where nothing can stop its reach, its effectiveness, its power, its resplendence in manifesting transformational change in the audience that you project that love into by the dynamics of your word, by the dynamics of your vision, and what you invest as the power of love in impregnating it with that energy of God that flows through you as a God-conscious soul. Yes, dearest ones, even now we are recreating this earth in a new matrix of love and preparing for the coming of the new era in every nation, among all peoples, in every household upon this planet. Yes, you see the great darkness that has come before the great light dawning upon this earth. Do not despair at what you see as the rumblings of war and the engines of the dark ones who attempt to proliferate their plans before the great and notable day of the Lord. For, dearest ones, that day is dawning now within some, and it will dawn more gloriously in many as you, as advocates of our path and our light works, make it so by projecting your awareness of God within you into the world at large and self-realizing it into existence through every atom, cell, and molecule of your being. Did you know that God is all willing to be invested in every cell of your being if you will choose the light consciously through right choice daily? Did you know that God would always be where you are, fully invested in your mind, in your heart, in your will, if you simply ask and then accept the reality of God's presence right where you are? Many think and still think, based on the false theology of this age, that they are sinners and unworthy to receive God's full blazing presence within their being. Well, I say no more of this. I dissolve that dynamic of that illogical statement of the false ones in the religions of today. And I say, claim your divinity within you. Claim your godhood now within your heart and your being. Can you imagine a God that would not, having invested himself in his sons and daughters, continue to ray forth that reality through their living presence by conscious choice? Well, if God does this, then it is simply a matter of you accepting that God does this, and that it is God's choice to live where you are, that it is God's choice to live in the reality of your soul, infusing you with soulfulness, infusing you with light. And I come this day with this infusion so that you will never forget, dearest ones, that you are God in manifestation, that you are light, that you are love, that you are the physical reality of these virtues manifest in this plane. How can we, the Ascended Masters, get across to the masses of humanity that they are not simply lumps of clay, that they are not simply made of the flesh fleshy, that they are divine creatures composed of spirit, having this dimensional experience, yes, clothed with coat skins of the flesh, and yet still a part of the all of God. Well, now even your science teaches you that you are energy and that you are all vibrating with the same stellar suchness of that original creation of the I Am in the beginning of all that is, dearest ones. And if your science proclaims it, why has not your religion accepted it as the new science of light of this age? Well, I say, accept it on their behalf. And if they still desire to remain in ignorance and accepting this ignominious state of being, then you, living the life of spirit in their midst, will simply coerce them to accept this dynamic by the love, the light, the levity that you exuberantly express in your dynamic life. Dearest ones, refresh them with the spirit that flows through you. Rebirth them in an anointing of that Holy Spirit, because you have accepted all of the 9 and the 12 gifts of that great representative, the Maha Chohan, in proclaiming to this world the new possibilities for the new era, man or woman, where you walk, live, move, and have your being. O blessed ones, we, the ascended masters of love, wisdom, power, invest ourselves in your lives again today on this All Saints Day, and would have you self-realize that nothing can keep you from the divine experience except your own awareness separate from God. Therefore be blended, merged, fused with God in a divinely intelligent decision today, accept with me that you have what it takes, that you are who you are, and that God is present within you, and that nothing will take you from this central point of being from this day forward, that you know with a certainty, with 100% positivity, that God is vibrating and living within your heart, living, breathing through you moment by moment, through your breath, through your heartbeat, through your conscious thoughts and your God-desirable feelings. Yes, blessed ones, this one shift in awareness will transform this planet. This one acceptance of this one truth will allow the new era to fully take hold of this planet and Africa and in every nation upon earth. Therefore, believe it, realize it, feel it, accept it deep within your soul, heartily, mindfully, respectfully. I am Afra. Imagine with me what life can be and what life is now as we feel it, see it, accept it, and ascend in Master Octaves, and as we project and ray it forth into this earth now through you and the God-conscious ones whom we call brothers and sisters of Afra, brothers and sisters of love. I thank you for your witness to the truth, your determination to be the one with El Moria, your desire with Saint Germain to live a life of freedom and integrity, and the harmony that flows through your hearts as you give your prayers, your songs and your rosaries to the mothers of heaven, who are also working conscientiously to recreate all in the original divine blueprint of perfection and beauty. Thank you, blessed ones, for your self-realization of God within you and for all that God would experience through you, through your beating heart and your loving life. Let us reflect on this heart stream for a few moments. And I'd like to just receive your impressions, your input, before we move on to the next part of our service. I would just like to thank the Master. The fire was pretty intense up here. And I think he got across his point. And it was, to me, just a major infusion of light in the earth and in all of us, primarily.
Yeah, I feel pretty inspired.
A simple message that you are God, believe it. You know, it's just so amazing. Here we have all these wonderful ascended masters, you know, crowding around the earth is what it feels like today. And you know, hello, down there, you're not lumps of clay. You are God, and we can work through you if you'll just believe. You know, such a heartfelt message, the simple message, just believe. You know, we will work through you. You can be all you want to be. You know, give us a chance.
The greatest lie of abortion is that these children in the womb are not, you know, it's just a little bit of flesh, just tissue. It is so wrong. There's life, there's God right there in the mother. And to me, this dictation is just, it was so powerful because we grow up and yet we still kind of have this sense that we're just flesh, you know, at times. We're not God. And it's been drummed into us by Christianity, the piece of the false theology or something. So, anyone else?
Well, it impressed me that the Master said that we're divine beings already and we're just sort of shrouded in this human skin. And I always thought that we're spiritual beings. We're not really just physical beings looking for a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings that took a foray into this physical world. And one other thing he said that really impressed me was that God chose to live in me.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I've never quite heard it expressed the way he said it. It was like, you know, God desires to live through us. And he wouldn't have created us unless God desired to live through us. They, male and female. Wonderful. If there's any other sharings from those of you online, please feel free to email them in or text them in too. Anyone else?
I just liked what the Master said about that. Don't worry about all the darkness right now on the earth because it's just there and the dawn is coming, the light's coming, and to concentrate on that.
That's right.
That touched me.
Don't be despaired. It's like the darkest time right before the dawn. Yeah. Thank you. That was a great part. Are there any sharings from those out in cyberspace?
Cyberspace. Constance Wessel says, love is not easy to describe to anyone who does not have it.
Well, we all have it at some level. It's just how we magnify it.
Monica in Chile says, Master Afra inspired me to think of ourselves without human boundaries. And then Another guest says, thank you for the intensity of light and the love you are offering as a new birthday for all of us to be strengthened in God's presence. The fire of Ophrah was spirals within spirals, like DNA touching light on so many concerts we carry on our... And then it kind of continues on. They say that they're typing on their tablet and it ran out of space. We carry on our hearts and souls. While I see so much darkness as sands shifting under our feet, shaped to bring in the beginning waves of the golden crystal age. Sorry, they had to do it in sections, so I had to shift. So then Cheryl says, thank you, beloved master, for this wonderful dictation. I especially appreciated the energy sent forth to convey that people are of divine origin rather than sinners. I recently attended a funeral mass at the Santa Barbara Mission, where part of the liturgy was for the congregation to state that they were unworthy to receive God's grace, which I refuse to say. I pray that many will be able to know the truth of their origin. I also appreciated how he said that we must refresh others with our light, love, and levity of the Holy Spirit and become blended, fused, and merged with God. Thanks, Cheryl. Susanna says, I feel inspired to send to all of you roses of my heart. I am with my granddaughter, Lucia, participating in the service. Love to all. That's all the sharing I have.
Okay. Thank you so much, all of you, for responding.